You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
I guess Octavia Spencer didn't feel it was enough to rest on her laurels as an Oscar, BAFTA Award, Golden Globe Award, and SAG Award winning television and film actress. She's also started writing a series of books for young readers, and she's here to talk about her latest, Randy Rhodes, Ninja Detective, The Sweetest Heist in History. It's the second book in the Randy Rhodes series, and in it, Randy and her friends have traveled from Deer Creek, Tennessee to Brooklyn, where they stumble upon an elaborate art heist. It's published by Simon & Schuster, and I'm very pleased to welcome Octavia Spencer to our show today. Hello.
Hello, and thank you for having me, Lynn.
And I always imagined that you'd come here to talk about a movie you were in, and here we are talking about a book.
Well, you know, it's to me, well, obviously I didn't write any of the movies that I've been very fortunate enough to do, but this is very close to my heart, so it's actually even better.
Your protagonist is 12 years old. She's already a ninja. Are there many ninjas in places like Deer Creek, Tennessee?
Well, in my mind, maybe so. But the thing is, she doesn't practice ninjutsu. She's a Taekwondo artist and holds a black belt in Taekwondo. But for me, growing up in Alabama, I watched Kung Fu Theater every Saturday. So I probably saw a little ninjutsu, but not a lot. And it all fell under the same umbrella for me.
Montgomery, Alabama. Mm-hmm. You now live in Los Angeles. So why write about a town in Tennessee and then have her come to Brooklyn rather than to Los Angeles?
Well, because if we make it so close to home, people think that it's biographical in some way. There are tiny similarities and definitely some character traits that Randy and all of the kids possess, actually, that are based on different parts of me and people that I know. But the parallels are definitely there. Girl leaving Alabama to go to Los Angeles, the parallels are definitely there.
Skeeter, the protagonist of The Help, bears similarities to Randy Rhodes. Was that an inspiration?
No, actually, Randy Rhodes proceeded, Catherine was probably writing it as I was writing Randy, the first book. It was about a 10-year odyssey for me to sit down and put pen to paper, and it went through several iterations before what we have now.
There's a lot of downtime on TV and film sets. Is that when you write, or is it the downtime between roles?
Well, back here recently, I haven't had a chance to write barely anything.
Because you're busy now.
Because I'm
you win an Oscar
busy.
And all those other awards, and suddenly,
people your phone rings. Exactly.
Well, that's not bad. Is that
wonderful.
What you were working toward?
Creative people have to create, and for me, there was something in the early part of my career, there was so much downtime. And if you don't have an outlet, it can be detrimental to your mental health, I think.
Had you always wanted to write?
I had. I actually never thought that I could. I majored in college. I was an English major with an emphasis in writing. I never thought that I would write something for other people to consume in any way.
Although I've spoken to a number of actors who have written, and they say that it's kind of like creating a character for themselves, especially when they create the backstory for somebody that they're playing.
Well,
and then you get into it as you're writing. You suddenly are doing you're playing the role out as you're writing it.
Well, I definitely do that. I definitely play the role out because it's. I remember those days as an awkward preteen and being very precocious and enjoying everything there, every aspect of detective work or sleuthing, because it's a part of my DNA. It changed my reading world, reading life as a child, because I have a difficulty. And I came to mysteries in a way that saved me as a reader, because I had to stay engaged to the story.
So that's why you decided to write for younger readers?
It is. I fell in love with Encyclopedia Brown, and he changed my reading life. So I wanted to put all the things that I loved in one place, and detectives and martial arts and all of the activities that you find at the end of your science chapters with the experiments. I wanted all of that in one fun place.
Randy is from Deer Creek, Tennessee. It's mm-hmm. not a real town as far as I know, but there is a golf course in Tennessee called Deer Creek.
It's not a real place, but it's different pieces of several places. Not a place in Knoxville, Tennessee, place in Montgomery, Alabama. There's a Deer Creek community in Montgomery, Alabama, but it's just a place I wanted to make sure I kept fictionalized. So that I could embody it with different things.
She lives with her father, who's a famous author who writes mystery novels based on her adventures with mm-hmm. her friends DC and Puck.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you've also made her a redhead.
Mm-hmm.
You decided not to make her an African-American girl?
Well, I knew that I wanted to have a young African-American boy, and I knew I wanted to have a Latin boy, but I wanted it to be led by a girl. So I don't think that there are enough African-American boys and Latin boys in books for kids this age, and definitely not one where little girls are the leaders of the group. So those were all things that were very important to me.
Randy feels that Deer Creek is too small and boring for her. Did you feel the same way? Montgomery is a real city.
Montgomery is a real city, but, you know, it wasn't boring to me because it was all I knew. And it isn't boring to me now. It's just the thought of I imagine if I left Montgomery to live in a smaller town than Montgomery, then it probably would have felt boring. But that's all that's what I knew growing up. And I think every time you have to change any aspect of your life, the fear of starting something new can be daunting. And that's what it was about for Randy.
Moving to Los Angeles still had to have been a major culture shock.
It was I cried the first day that I drove into the city because of the 5 lanes of traffic on one side of the road, one side of the freeway. It was I've only been really in 2-lane traffic. And then downtown we had maybe 3 or 4, but not 5 lanes of traffic all the way down.
You said you were an English major, but you also studied drama at Auburn.
I did.
And when did you realize that it was going to be acting for you?
I realized early on. My mom was really the person who told us we could do and be anything we dreamed of being. And then I said, well, maybe I want to be an actor. And she said, not that, you know, because you want to be able to support yourself. So then I started thinking that perhaps I wanted to be a producer, because that's kind of what producers are people who put puzzles together, and that's what I do as a detective in my brain. So that was more practical for me. But I knew early on that I definitely wanted to be in the entertainment industry.
Randy seems to want to get away from her life in the South.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you that's autobiographical.
You know, I really enjoyed growing up. I'm from a large family, and it's what I knew, and it shaped me into the person that I am today.
Didn't you start your career working with Whoopi Goldberg?
My very first job ever in the film industry was working as an intern on the movie Long Walk Home, The Long Walk Home with Whoopi Goldberg and Sissy Spacek. So she influenced my career a lot.
How long did you work before you started getting the better roles?
About 10 years. I mean, I would get the one-line parts, and then you would get the great guest star parts. But here lately is when everything materialized and changed for me.
But didn't you play a lot of nurses along the way?
I played so many nurses that I could actually take your pulse, revive you. If anything were to happen, I would wave somebody to get some. I just played
a nurse.
You
could do CPR.
I could do CPR. I can do it all. I could probably help in a surgery, too.
My guest is Octavia Spencer, who's here as a writer, not as an actor. Her latest book, Randy Rhoads, Ninja Detective, The Sweetest Heist in History. And that heist takes place in Brooklyn.
Yes.
She decides to stay with her aunt in Brooklyn, who lives across from the Brooklyn Museum. I mm-hmm. guess that's on Eastern Parkway. Mm-hmm. She doesn't see her aunt often, but yet she feels very attached to her.
Yes. Well, Randy suffers a great loss in book one. Her life changes. She no longer has her mom, and she and her dad move to Deer Creek because she doesn't realize that it's a way for him to take her back to the place that her mother loved the most. And it's where they vacation during their summer vacations. And he decides that he wants a simpler life and time for her. And Aunt Gigi is a way for Randy to reconnect with her mom.
Well, her mother had been a vigilante detective. I'm not exactly sure what that is, but it's probably the reason that Randy wants to also be a detective.
Yes, indeed.
Do you think she feels better suited for a place like Brooklyn?
She does. I mean, when you think about the excitement in Brooklyn versus a tiny small town like Deer Creek, Tennessee, where the population is probably 2,500 people to 5,000 versus, you know, the millions of people in New York and Brooklyn, I think there's so much more stimulation for a child like Randy.
She spends a lot of time wandering around Brooklyn. She's 12 years old. Wouldn't her aunt be a little worried?
I think that in her, she spends a lot of time in her neighborhood, so it seems that she is wandering about. But she's closer to home than we realize.
And then her friends DC and Puck also wind up staying with her aunt Gigi.
It's the Thanksgiving holidays, and Pudge and DC go to New York. They get to spend the holiday with Randy and Gigi.
They see someone acting strangely across the street, and that's when the plot really kicks in.
The plot really... I'm obsessed with Fabergé eggs, and this actually happened in real life. I noticed that there was a story of a guy who was at a flea market who came across a Fabergé egg and paid $15,000 for it, and it turns out that egg was actually worth about $50 million. And that only happened a few months ago, but I always envisioned myself as being that person who would stumble across some sort of treasure like that. It has never happened, obviously. But I've always been obsessed with Fabergé eggs, so I knew that I wanted to incorporate that in the mystery.
Are you planning on writing another Randy Rhodes book?
I definitely have a third one outlined. I don't know that the mystery is staying the same, because every time I see something that I enjoy, I think that that's what I want the story to be about. I was recently at the Library of Congress, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to have some sort of incident take place where they have to solve mystery there?
Oh, so you're going to move it to Washington next?
Oh, it'll be a vacation. It'll be definitely a field trip if I keep it at the Library of Congress.
Are you working on... And, well, you said you're busy these days working as an actor. Any new films that are coming out?
I actually am about to start one based on a book called The Shaq in a couple of weeks. And then
not
I
named
go,
after a basketball player.
Not The Shaq. The Shaq. I will be playing Shaq. No, it's based on a book. And then go back to Atlanta to work on the next installment of Divergent, Allegiant. Hmm. So I feel very fortunate in that regard.
It's always good to get involved in something where that's continues.
Yes, indeed.
It provides until they kill you off. You've got
exactly,
a job.
Exactly.
Were you surprised that despite all the rave reviews it received, Fruitvale Station didn't receive an Oscar nomination?
Well, no, I wasn't, because you have to actually have an Oscar campaign in order to have that happen. And we really didn't have an Oscar campaign. So I was really thrilled to be a part of that movie in the way that I was, and that it was so openly received and so well received.
In the light of any number of news stories over the past year, doesn't that movie feel even more relevant now?
It's sad that it is continuing to be a relevant film. It is very sad.
Now, Sissy Spacek was in The Help. She was in some of your earlier things.
Yes.
Are you part of a little community out there?
Well, I am now. I'm a huge Sissy Spacek fan. I have been
for
years. And so the fact that I actually got to work with her after having been a PA or an intern/PA on my first film is wonderful. I want to bring it full circle and do something with Whoopi next.
The blurb from Kirkus on Randy Rhodes' books is Bruce Lee and Jackie Chan meet Nancy Drew. The latest in that series is Randy Rhodes, Ninja Detective, The Sweetest Heist in History, published by Simon & Schuster. My great thanks to Octavia Spencer, who also has won a fair number of awards as an actress in another life. Thank you so much for being on our show.
Thank you, Leonard. Glad to be here.